The Jeff Adams Show is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/The Jeff Adams Show. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Hi there! I'm the crazy puppet guy who lives in Jeff Adams' head. I'm the one who gives Jeff all of his crazy ideas. This is the part of the show where Jeff Adams has to go to the bathroom. Why me? He lost all of his sponsors except for GoDaddy.com, so he still has to take breaks so he can use the bathroom. He needs to lay off the coffee, if you know what I mean. The other day I told Jeff that yellow snow was Italian ice. Well, let's just leave it at that. Make sure to call in today at 818-927-6205. That's 818-927-6205. Okay, I'm gonna go tell Jeff to get off the toilet so he can finish this awful show. Cheers, people!
I have always enjoyed the Jeff Adams Show, but it needs more cowbell.
Jeff Adams here. Hey, I got small kids, so I'm going to give you this warning. The Jeff Adams Show is not intended for small ears in your family. It is not. We talk about deep things that maybe little ears shouldn't hear. So this is your warning. The Jeff Adams Show is not intended for young ears. Viewer discretion is advised. Now on to the program.
Check this out.
I don't know. I'm just addicted to it.
The Jeff Adams Show.
The Jeff Adams Show.
Yeah, I've listened to him forever.
I love him.
Live from Lakewood, Florida, it's The Jeff Adams Show, starring Jeff Adams.
Honestly, I'd rather listen to my computer. It's exhausting.
I don't mean to be a sissy of the bunch here. I have no flippin' idea what you're talking about. You call in and you just say, I'm a hobble. A hobble-lava? What is that? What, did you say a hobble-lava? Is that what you just said on the show? You said I was a hobble? What is that? I never heard that in my whole life. You know, obviously, I always want to encourage people to dream. Never stop dreaming. I think in life, sometimes, we have more failures than we do success. It hurts. It stings. You're, like, completely collapsed. Your whole well-being falls out from the bottom of you. It shakes you up to the core.
My lord, this is kind of like a free for all tonight because I wasn't planning on doing a show, and then you know, I told everybody, it's like, I'm not doing a show tonight. And then Rosie was en route to Lakeland, and I said, well, let's just grab dinner at least. And then we started talking and whatnot. And what mic are you on? Let me pop you in real quick. You can say check, mic check.
Check, check, check.
Oh, there you are. So yeah, Rosie's here.
Hi, everybody. We are in the house, whether or not.
That's right.
We said we were going to be. You said no, but I was like, I'm already coming to town.
You have the infinite loop going on right now. Every time I pop that thing in. See, this is like, This is a free for all things tonight. And I said, you're coming to town. Well, at least we're at dinner. Let's talk about, you know, broadcasting, Facebook Lives and streaming. And it's just like, you know what? We were talking about such great things. And it's like, well, why not? Let's just go do a show since you're already here. So, you know, Ryan would probably be here and Jackie would be too. But this is something that we just decided to do. I wasn't planning on doing this. I had no motivation to do this today, by the way.
But the motivation was the fun that we were having. We were just talking about the show and we're like, you know what? Let's just go live. Let's just do it. So it's super fun. I'm glad we are. We have a lot to talk about because there's so much going on that we were like, we should just go live and talk about this too with our friends. So,
okay. So this is, I knew this was going to happen. And, you know, we're going to talk about transparency on the show tonight. And we're going to talk about, you know, a little bit of relationship topics. But listen.
Yeah.
Ryan just texted me. All right.
Okay.
I swear right now, Ryan just texted me. He says, hey, bro. He goes, do you want me on the show? Just let me know. I like honesty. Yes. We want you on the show, Ryan. Ryan, look. Listen.
We love you.
Yes. We love you, Ryan. We weren't planning on doing a show tonight. Rosie was already in Lakeland. And I said, at least, I'm not doing a show tonight. I don't have no motivation to do a show tonight. And I said, let's go grab some dinner. We grabbed some dinner. We started talking.
Yep.
The conversation was good. I said, you know what? You're here. Let's just go stream. This was, I mean, literally, we decided to do this like 20 minutes ago. Literally.
Come on. Let's just turn it on. Let's just go do it. And we'll talk to our friends and we're bringing Ryan. We need to be able to bring him in. We like to bring in our friends.
So I'd like to say to another Rosie, she says, hello from Manchester, New Hampshire. We got Cheryl in the house. Jake says, get in here, Ryan. And Christy is all the way from the Philippines. And Nathan just popped in as well. We got Devin Evans in the house. Great broadcaster, by the way. If you haven't checked out his broadcasting, he streams every single night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Great content. You like talk radio, check out his show. I share it from time to time. An amazing thing. So anyways, listen. I don't want the other co-hosts to get their feelings hurt, Rosie. And I mean this. I literally back me up when I tell you this, that we just planned to do this 20 minutes ago when we left the restaurant.
We did, because I said, what do you mean we're not doing a show tonight? Like, I'm already here. I'm already in town. I have things to do here. And he's like, oh, that's okay. Sorry, I'll buy you a sandwich now. And then I'm like, we have to still go on. So, but they know we love them. You know, everybody knows we love them. But we had to come on tonight. We have so much to talk about. There's things going on in your life that are worth discussing.
Yeah, you know what? And I know, everybody knows I'm a perfectionist with this stuff. And if you look at Rosie right now, there's an infinite loop.
I know. I'm in
She never has an infinite loop on the monitor.
No makeup and just...
And I normally have like some kind of logo. We literally just decided to do this show and said, you know what? Let's do it. You're here. Let's do it. And it's kind of a free-for-all tonight. But, you know, we are a relationship type of show with a mixed tad bit of comedy into what we do. So if you're new to the broadcast, it's Jeff Adams Show. We've been doing this for 5 years. We've kind of found a groove a little bit talking about relationships. But we'll get right to that. If you're here for the relationship advice, fantastic. But I think more than likely this broadcast is going to go all over the place tonight, because the conversations we were having tonight, Rosie, were pretty insane. Don't you, wouldn't you agree?
I agree, because what happens is you have transitions in life, and then when you have that transition, you need to sort of talk it out. And when we're talking at dinner, we were like, if we could just say this on air, people would understand and connect. You know, there's these things that converge at different points of your life with relationships and all kinds of things. Work.
Yeah, Rosie Ward says spontaneity. I can't even talk.
Spontaneity.
Yes, there you go. Thank you. Dyslexia comes out when I'm trying to read. And okay. She said it's the best. Lucky Bun Kisima? Is that how you say your last name? I hope I didn't butcher that. It's her first time. Sherry says, night, night, night. Looking from Trinidad. Man, I love the chat. Dallas, Texas is in the house. John Piper. We want to acknowledge you. I try to look down. I'm driving a freaking airplane here, so
I know you're trying to do it all, but I'm looking at the comments as well. So when
good.
You do comments,
you do the comments.
That I'm reading.
Do the comments.
What you're saying. So.
So, anyways, we're a relationship based show, and the topic tonight is, you know, you can also call in the broadcast as well. Let me pull that up.
That's a really important point. Important point.
Listen, you talking.
Point. But this is what happens when you live your whole life. You do everything you do during the day, and then you come in and do an Inception show like this one. I love it.
Hello from Ohio. Yes, but you can call in at 818-927-6205 is the phone lines. Thanks to our longtime sponsor of Backbone Radio. They are phenomenal. They are awesome, and they give me all this new equipment to test out. And also StreamSpot.com, our private CDN that we stream to our website. If you're watching at the JeffAdamsShow.tv, StreamSpot.com. If you're looking for a solution to stream to your website, Facebook, it is your solution. Man, I'm telling you, it is a phenomenal thing. But phone lines 818-927-6205. You can call in and participate in the conversation. But first, I've got to tell you what we're going to talk about. You know, we're a relationship-based show. I went out Saturday night. And, you know, I went out with some new friends. I made some new friends, Rosie. I made some new friends. It was awesome.
What? I love that. You made new friends and you had a good time. And did you remember the whole night? How'd that work out for you?
I remember to a certain degree when I went out with them. And it was phenomenal. It went up their home. I got to stay the night there. And okay. I ordered the first Uber to go out. We were at the beach. My glasses are crooked. What is that? I think my...
I was trying to tell you that, but I didn't want to be rude about it.
Maybe I should just do this. Like, I just got to fight. You know,
I'm like, hey, I want to say hi to Steve Austin. He's from our area. He's on air at our beautiful country station right here in St. Petersburg. Steve
Austin.
Hey,
y'all listen to country hits right here at the TJS Media. We're going to spin Garth Brooks 24/7.
Steve Austin is amazing. I love you. If you're still watching, you know that I love you. Text me, direct message me, and he's a really beautiful human. He's been through a lot recently as well. So
too much information.
Love out to Steve. Love. Yeah.
All right. So listen, I went out. I want to get right to the relationship stuff so people
Let's
can crawl in. So, you know, I went out, had a good time, met some people, and it was absolutely fantastic. They opened up their home. I got to stay the night there. But we went with Barb, and these glasses are really getting on my nerves right now. Now that you pointed it out, it's like.
It takes a woman to point and be like, hey, your glasses are crooked.
But you know what? These are different glasses. They weren't the glasses. These are my broadcasts, so there's no reflection glare in the glasses. Maybe it's my head. I got a deformed head.
That's probably true. I'm sorry to say that.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but
you think I have a deformed head?
I'll check out. I'll measure your ears after the show.
Oh, vey. So anyways, went out and I was by myself being a male. I was with a couple and then I was with this other guy. He was by himself. So I guess the girlfriend of my new friend basically said, oh, she invited some girls over to come talk to us. And these women were married. Right?
Oh, he didn't tell me that part.
Yes.
He didn't tell me that part.
And listen, if you don't know me at this moment, I respect relationships. I respect it. I respect marriages. I respect if you got a boyfriend, if you got a girlfriend, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I respect that. It's just something that I don't go to. And I noticed these girls, they were sitting at a table across from us. And the whole night they were talking to these guys. They came over and said, well, who are you? And I guess... they were talking to me. I'd go, oh, Jeff does internet broadcast. Well, who are you? And I was like, I'm nobody. You know, I'm an average guy that does an internet broadcast show. But right. I just started talking about the relationship. I said, you're married? They go, yeah, we got kids. Yada, yada, yada. I said, man, respect that relationship. Invest in that relationship. Make sure that you're spending the time. You don't have, you know, girls' night out's a good thing sometimes. But man, I'm going to tell you something about girls' night out.
What?
You know, I got a lot of trust. Whoever I date, I trust you. Period. Right? I have no problem with that. But girls' night out, women, we talked about this a couple weeks ago on the broadcast that women have it. And you know what? You can argue with me all night long. Women have it easier when they go out with men.
Oh, you're not going to have to argue with me. I 100% agree with you. Women have it way easier.
You weren't here for that broadcast.
I called in.
I
called in for that one
right.
to tell everybody else they were wrong. And you were right. Women have it easier. Come on. Everyone buys our drinks. You're the one trying. We're the one like saying, yeah, I don't think so. See you later. I mean, you have the harder deal trying and paying for it all. I mean, it depends on the guy, but yeah, it's a situation.
And Cheryl is, you know, she came from Steve's tribe, and Cheryl chimes in and says, saw you in that one bar crazy on video, Jeff, when you went live. Ha ha ha. Yeah, it was crazy. I don't remember that at all. But anyways, listen. They kept feeding me drinks. I didn't know what. In fact, they sent me pictures and said, hey, these are some pictures. I said, the first picture I remember, the other two pictures, I don't even remember. I just went out and had a good time. But anyway, too many drinks, I still respect relationships. I still do. I don't ever cross that line. If someone's married, if someone has a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Whatever it is, I don't cross that line. And I think a lot of people in this time and age, they don't respect relationships. And I think, you know, the woman's night out, listen, you want to take a woman's night out? Fine. I had a conversation with a great gal this week. We were talking about, I want to be in a relationship that I want to be with that person 24/7. So necessarily I have that connection with them.
Okay. 8 out of 7 or 24, like 24/7.
Yeah. 20. My parents been married 50 years.
And she's probably glad when he like has to go mow the grass for 2 hours.
Maybe so. I'm not saying that you have to be with him next to side, but I understand ladies' nights out. But I don't, you know, after what I saw this past weekend, I'm not sure about ladies' night out anymore.
What did you see exactly?
These girls were 28, 29 years old, have children, right? They have children in the home. They have children in the home. And I'm preaching to them. I'm kind of like encouraging them, like, man, invest in your relationship, man. Relationships are awesome.
Yeah.
And then I look over and they're like, you know, you're so right. I'm so glad you said that. Because I saw their behavior. They were at one table over. And then after I had that conversation with them, Rosie, literally within, you know, 10, 15 minutes, the gal that was married that was just totally agreeing with me, so there's some dude giving her a massage on the back.
No, that is inappropriate. You do not get a massage from anyone if you're married at the bar. But I think people just get loosened up and do weird things. Is that what happened?
I don't know. Respect relationships, people. Respect relationships. That's all I'm saying.
I don't get it. Let's look at some of the comments right now.
Read the comments.
Married people do not have any business out without their spouses. Sorry. Woo! I mean, if I couldn't get out, I mean, hey, like, that would kind of be a problem. Like, it, every once in a while, you want to just be able to relax. But I don't have, like, the thing in me that I would, first of all, I wouldn't want anybody else to touch me, first of all, but for a massage or that weird thing. Right? I mean, would you want...
Really? No massage whatsoever? I love massages. I mean,
but no weirdo from a bar that you don't know. No, no, no. So, but I do believe you could be able to go out without your spouse. But like, if you have any kind of weird energy, if you need attention at all, there's a problem.
Listen. All right. I was married for 15 years, a committed man. Married for 15 years. I'm no longer married. Look, this is how much commitment I had. I had a tattooed ring. I can't even get this frigging thing off. Listen, straight up. You want to call in the broadcast, 818-927-625. You can call in.
Hey, Derek said our phones aren't working.
They're not working. Let me refresh.
Refresh. We're refreshing, everybody. Call in. What's the phone number?
818-927-6205.
927-6205. Call in right now.
So, anyways, I'm multitasking. I'm driving here. What was I saying? Okay, yeah, I'm a committed man. And I was committed. I was married 15 years. But I, you know, my ex went out on trips and she would tell me, you know, certain stories of things that were going on when she would go down to the Bahamas that her friends would get all, you know, crazy and whatnot. And that's okay. But guys have no boundaries with that stuff whatsoever. They, even when they see a wedding band on a female's, you know, finger, they still want to cross that line, Rosie. And I don't think that's appropriate.
But you know what? It matters if she knows and thinks it's appropriate. So then you don't have to worry because she would never go there because she would never want to be with anyone but you. It's that simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless she got a roofie in her drink or something terrible like that, that's rape. That's sexual assault. But other than that, if you're doing it right with your lady and things are delicious.
Delicious.
Delicious, then it's fine.
Someone in the chat saying, Donna saying, respect relationships. I totally agree. Respect them. I mean, respect them. Even if you're not even married and even if you have a boyfriend, you've been dating that person for a week, respect that person because it's rude. Yeah, in fact, let's take it up a notch. Let's take it up. Whoa, what? Let's take it up a notch. You shouldn't even be in a relationship a week old and you're out there like flirting around with people. You shouldn't play with people's emotions that way. It's just wrong. And these glasses are driving me nuts again because I just got in a bar fight. But anyways, you know.
I've been saying this for 2 years, brother. I love you, but the glasses are like crooked.
I don't know what's going on with them. I really don't. If I don't have them on, I'm not going to be able to see what I'm doing.
Hey, guys, thank you for joining. I saw Randy joined as well. Thank you for joining. And also, just share this out to your friends so that we can sort of keep the fun going. So,
hey, and Derek, if that was you that just called, I saw you. The phone line's all working, but I was in the middle of conversation. So if you call in 818-927-625, we will pick up the phone. We will talk to you.
Yes.
But it won't be immediate, all right?
Okay. Eddie Brandt joined. Randy Stepp joined. And Scott Wilson said, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. He almost sang the song.
Scott Wilson. Oh, where's my hand claps with Scott Wilson? Scott Wilson used to be in a rap group with me back in the day. Yes. We practically lived together for like five years or so.
No way.
So God bless.
5 years with you? Did you have crooked glasses then?
I didn't have any glasses. Are my glasses crooked now? Maybe I'm like, wait.
Just turn to the side and you're fine. It's there should be a sound for that.
All right, let's take this phone call real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. Relationships. Respect the relationships. So we'll see what this caller says about respecting relationships. Ah, you're on the Jeff Adams Show. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello? They hung up.
Oh, it was at the last second.
They panicked. They're like... Or they tried to prank us and they realize, yeah, I'm a pretty sharp guy. You're not going to get one over.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Could you ever used to do that? You used to prank radio call shows?
Oh, I pranked anybody who was in the phone book. Don't you remember? Hello. Hey.
Derek says he tried to call and he says the phones are janky. Try again, Derek.
Okay, try again. Because
your phone number popped up. They're not janky. Maybe it's your phone. Maybe you got, you know, what's a cheap service or something.
Who knows? So, but I'm going to tell you a story.
Go ahead.
So when we were kids, we would literally look through the phone book. And do you remember those paper things called a phone book? And then we had the wire, the curly thing. You could take it like three rooms back, right? It was the longest cord in history. And you could do it and you could sit there and be like, hello? And like, is your refrigerator running? I don't know, like, oh, go catch it. You know, it was like stupid things that we would do when we were like 10 years old. So, yeah, now you don't even have to prank call. Call us at 818-927-6205. Did you do those kind of weird things?
Continue to talk. I'm going to fix this phone lines because, you know, Derek was right. So keep talking.
Okay, just keep talking. Keep it going. Thanks for giving me a product to sell or something to talk about. Well, anyway, I'm inviting you all in. If you get an invite and you come into the room, please just say hi. Drop the number one. Be like, hey, I'm here. Or just anything just to say, hey, Rosie, and hey, that you're in the room. I'm still inviting you. I'll still invite all my friends and doing all the invites. So basically what we're talking tonight, we were talking about relationships and how it's so bizarre. Like, there doesn't seem to be a level of respect to, like, people just cross boundaries and they don't even care. And I'm like, how do they not care? But I mean, I care. Do you care? Do you care?
I care. And I care about, you know, see, I'm a planner, and when I just come on sporadically to do a show and I test a new product, we'll see if Derek can come in without any problems. If not, the phone lines are toast tonight because I can't, I'm testing a new software with it. So let's
see.
We've
got hundreds of people.
Hey, Derek, you're on the Jeff Adams Show. Is this Derek?
This is Derek.
Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yeah, I can hear you. It was weird. It wouldn't, usually when you call your show, you can hear the show until you pick up the caller, but it was just dead air.
I apologize because I'm testing new software for Backbone Radio, and they gave me actually two lines to use. And, you know, we decided to do this last minute. I turned everything on, and I didn't do the settings correctly in the source, so I apologize. So, Derek, relationships, my man. Do you respect the relationships, Derek?
Two questions. Yeah.
No.
I'm in a marriage, and because this is my question. Because, like, I'm in a marriage, and my wife doesn't mind if I, like, check out other girls. She also said she wouldn't mind if I flirted with other girls.
Really?
Because we're pretty we're like, mm-hmm. I'm not going anywhere.
It's kind of hot, like, to her. Like, ooh.
Kind of a no.
Listen,
like, I think the main reason is she knows I'm not going anywhere.
Let me just break in right here. The reason that we do that. It's because we're trying to show we're confident and we don't care. And we're like, oh, look at her. She's hot. We're just looking for your reaction. We want you to be confident and comfortable and be like, oh, yeah, she's pretty. Hey, babe, and move on to the next subject really quickly. But we do that. I do that. Oh, yeah, she's really pretty. Because I do feel confident and I actually don't mind. I like to celebrate other people. But it's a little bit of a test. So don't fall for that. Do not fall for it.
Well, no, this is my question, though. Like, this is the reason I called. Jeff, I want to know what you think, too, but Rosie, I was going to ask you for a female's perspective. Do you think that the open relationship is a myth? Do you think it actually works ever?
No.
Let me tell you something, my man. I'm not going to get into the details of this, you know, little story, but this is a true story. I'll just say, okay, I was a married man, and not only this person that I'm not going to name, that my close friends will know exactly who I'm talking about.
Oh.
She was a female. And she had major hits in the 80s, right?
I know who we're talking about.
So open relationships do happen because when I was a married man, I got temptation. And I literally, when I was, you know, because I was 12 or 13, and I, you know, let's be transparent here. This is a transparent show, so I'm going to be transparent. Mm-hmm. I mean, every 12 and 13-year-old kids masturbate. Right.
Oh, God.
Right. You masturbate. So just to put it this way, I you know, my masturbation tool was MTV when I was 12, 13 years old. You know, I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm just being real right now.
Because I have no idea why you're explaining that part of the story
yes,
at the moment.
But I'm going to tell you why. I want to show you the power of respecting the relationships of what I did when I was a married man.
Okay. What happened?
I was 12 or 13 years old.
All right.
All right. And I would look at this woman and, you know, I would take care of business watching MTV.
Oh.
So, and the reality of it is respect the relationship, but there are open relationships because I met this woman. We were going to manage her in our management company and brought her in. She flew in and we're going to try to do this like resurrection of her career. Mm-mm. Well, I get to the hotel. She was staying at Hard Rock Hotel, right?
Oh, God.
I show up, knock on the door. And, you know, my boss at the time was like, hey, you need to stall. I was in the studio with Chris Kirkpatrick. Chris Kirkpatrick was in sync. Not to name drop or anything, but I'm showing you the power. Like, this is a real story, folks. Because I worked in the music industry for 20 years. So, Derek, you still there, Derek? You're in the story?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, listen. All I can say is he called me and says, you need to stall because I was in the studio with Chris Kirkpatrick for late we stayed at 4 a.m. I'm tired. I can't get to the office until 12 o'clock. Well, at this point, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. He goes, you need a stall. You need a stall. And I said, so I called this artist and I said, hey, I'm here. She goes, well, come up to the room.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, really? All right. So I was like, that was kind of weird.
So this is supposed to be the reason why open relationships do work? That's what you're listen, trying to
explain to me? Listen, well, I'm saying, before people start judging me, I did the right thing. Okay. I respect the relationship. Now, when I go with this story, I'm going to talk about what Derek just said, who's still on the line. And he's a great broadcaster, by the way. He has his own show that goes on at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I share a show from time to time. Great broadcaster. But nevertheless, listen to this. She didn't. So I showed up to her door, right? She was standing in her bra and panties. Now, you know, if you can only imagine at that moment what that was like for me, I was just like, whoa, wait a minute. This is crazy. You know, but I still respected the relationship. I still respected my relationship. I'm married. I'm a married man.
Then what?
Well, she said, come on in. And I'm like, so I you know, being stupid and, you know, I worked for somebody. I walked in the room. All right. I walked in the room, being completely honest with you. And she started getting dressed. She started talking. She said, hey, how long have you been married? And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she told me, like, hey, I have an open relationship with my marriage. I think that's why my marriage worked. Oh. And I'm like, yeah, I've been married for 3 years. And I'm like, hey, she's just in a bra and her panties. She's in a bra and panties. So I'm sitting there and I'm just like, this can't be happening to me, man. And so not only did I can't take her to the office immediately, I have to stall. So I said, hey, listen, you know, Jeff woke up late. I got to stall. So she goes, well, just show me around Orlando. I've been on tour for here a couple times and just show me around. I'm like, okay. All right. So I drove around the car and she, the whole time, you know, Derek and Rosie, she's basically drilling me about open relationships.
No.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And
sorry.
I was strong. I'm just like, yeah, that's cool. You know, yada, yada. I just couldn't take it anymore. So make this long story short, I didn't do anything, right? I respected my marriage. Okay. That's the type of guy I am. Okay. She didn't. She was filling me out to see if I would do something with my crooked glasses and all. You know, like I had to be so hot that with my crooked glasses that, you know, she wanted to do a little something.
The crooked perspective.
Anyway,
hey, I have one point. I'm going to let you guys do your show. I'm going to get off of here. But let me ask you this. This is a dark side of things. But I'm from divorce also, and I respected my marriage. But knowing now what you didn't know then, that your marriage isn't going to work out, aren't you a little pissed off you didn't rail that chick? I mean, a little bit.
I'm crunching ice right now. I'm so rude right now. But yes, totally. Totally. I'm going to be honest with you. I look back at that. But even though I respect it, because that's the type of guy, I look back at it now, I'm like, wow, why couldn't that happen to me right now? That would be amazing.
You just have to start wearing a wedding ring. I'm telling you, it's terrible.
It's permanently there. I'm not even married anymore.
Make it shiny.
But anyways, listen to this. This is the funny, you got to always listen with a laugh with this, right?
Okay.
So what is that, a technology store that has a massage chairs?
Sharper Image.
So Jeff had one of those chairs in his office and I couldn't take it anymore. You can imagine my sweating that I was having. I'm like, man, I can't believe this is happening. She got in the massage chair, right? And the whole time we're listening to like some of her music and then all of a sudden she starts massaging, the whole chair starts going like this. So everything starts shaking like this. You know, in the chair. And I just said, I got up, I go, I had a Larry David, I go, hey, I gotta go now. And they're like, what's the matter? And I stood up and I walked completely out and I never saw her ever again. I couldn't take it.
Like, not to be rude, but was it like this?
Yes, exactly like that. But you know what? Respect. See, that's the thing.
Men,
you can have willpower. That's a proven story that actually happened, that you can have willpower and you can walk out. It's hard. Literally, that's what she said. It's hard, literally, but you can walk away from the situation and respect the relationship every single time if you really love that person.
Good luck, Chuck. I admire whatever happened, but the chair where she had her like boobs out and she was singing to you, and this is my music, and not to be weird.
Yeah.
But that's hysterical. You were at Sharper Image in those chairs that shake you to death.
Well, we were at Sharper's Image. I mean, it was in the guy's office, and he had one of those chairs.
Oh, so, I get it.
So, Derek, before we go real quick, where can people catch your show? You go on at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You have a great broadcast, by the way. It's talk radio. He has controversial topics, and he's killing it right now. So, Derek, where can people find you?
Thanks, man. Just get on my Facebook. I broadcast from my Facebook, my personal Facebook, just like you do. And audience is kind of growing a little bit. I'm super stoked that because my show is kind of a toilet show, in my opinion, and yours is kind of a respectful one.
Aww.
And I love that I called in and got you to talk about a time you got a boner. So I think that I just
You know, transparency is the key, my man. But, dude, I really enjoy your show. Keep up the great broadcast. You're doing quality content, and I'm a big fan, man. So know that. Aww. And if you see me
back at you, dude. Love you.
Yeah, man. So if you we'll talk soon. But if you ever see Derek's show, you see me share it, make sure you check it out. You like talk radio, it's a great, great show to watch. And lots of people call in. They talk about controversial subjects and whatnot. Let me get this other phone call real quick. See if this is they've been waiting patiently. Who's this? You on the Jeff Adams Show?
This is Austin Woods.
Austin Woods!
What?
Wow! A blast from the past. Austin, you got to say, what was that football's name that you said, the football player's name you said one time?
RG3.
What? That it sounds like something completely different, but you're saying
RG.
Yeah, it sounds like RG3. But you say yeah. RG3. That's RG3, right?
Yeah.
So what's been going on? Do you respect the relationship, Austin? All the women that you have out there with your popular podcast, do you respect the relationship when women hit on you?
No woman hit on me. I hit on them.
You hit on them? Wow. Oh, so tell me the life and story of being Austin Woods. How do you hit on a lady? Now, I see your post on Facebook, man. You're always sitting there with the Hooters girls and whatnot. So how do you approach the Hooters girl?
Hello?
Well, I have a second encounter of a Hooters girl. I went to the Hooters restaurant with my uncle. In Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Right. Austin, Austin, just stop right there. Austin, you had a sexual encounter?
He said second.
No, oh. An encounter with...
Second.
Encounter
bumping into. Second?
I thought you had a sexual encounter for a minute there.
No. I haven't done that in years. I'm a rookie.
You just said I'm a rookie.
All right, go ahead with your story, Austin. Go ahead.
Anyhow, so we were sitting down, and the waitress... got our food and everything and so forth. And the waitress said, "Hi, my name is Courtney."
Ooh.
And when she said that name, it's like, "Oh, God, that's my sister's name." It's like, "Oh, God."
Oh, that's weird.
So, yeah. But she was cute, though. She was a redhead, very cute.
Yeah.
And so after we ate, and my uncle said, "Can we get a picture?" So, yeah, sure. She was sitting next to me. I couldn't keep a straight face. I was like, I hope I can make this through this picture.
You're so funny.
I was getting butterflies so bad.
Where did you feel the butterflies, Austin?
You know where.
Please don't go up.
Were you wearing like athletic shorts or something? What was going on there?
I was wearing athletic shorts.
They weren't
No.
Oh, Austin.
Oh, my goodness.
That's no good. I hate when that happens. You know, I'm a single man now, and that happens for me from time to time.
Nobody wants to know.
But you got to wear cargo shorts. You know what I mean? That's your ticket, Austin.
If you have cargo, you need to wear cargo. Does that make sense, son? Austin?
Well, not really. I don't like cargo shorts. I just let my thing come out. I mean,
ain't no big deal. Austin, you dirty dog, you!
You can't just say "let my thing come out" like you're like a German Shepherd with a big old nasty thing. I can't even talk about it. Hey, everybody, how
so you mean to tell? Wait. You mean to tell me, Austin, that picture you have on Facebook of that Hooters girl? You had a little surprise in your sports apparel. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, a little bit.
I am never going to look at that picture the same, because that's your profile picture right now, is it not?
Yes, it is. And okay. Like that until the day I die.
Until the day he dies. You cannot put a boner picture on your Facebook until the day you die for your profile picture. Come on, Austin.
Well, you can't see nothing. No. You just see my face and her face.
But you know it's there. Come on. Seriously.
I get it now.
It's How can you even
you
be comfortable?
You smile on my face. You know it's there.
I get it. His
you
name
did
is
have
Austin Woods. I get it now. Oh,
now I'm never going to look at that picture ever again the same at all. But, you know, kudos to you. So any other experiences outside? You've been on dates, Austin Woods, before? I mean, do you ask people out? Do you actually go on dates?
Not really, but when I was in high school, I flirted and stalked the girls in the hallways. And I've been stand up bullied in high school and stuff. But the closest thing, I've kissed a girl before, but not on the, like a French kiss. I kissed her on the neck.
Ooh.
That's kind of sexy.
That's kind of hot, Austin. I'm not going to lie.
I thought he was going to say something else really dirty.
And I was like, what a freak. Why would someone kiss a girl on their neck? I could have gone right through it, but teachers were coming back and forth, and I only didn't want to get in trouble, so.
Austin.
And it was a fake. It was a setup the whole time. It was a fake relationship.
Oh.
She just played along. I was almost in tears after school. I mean, oh my God.
Austin.
It was
but Austin, let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a little encouragement right here, Austin. You ready for this? You need some inspiration. Little inspirational tips in your game. Now, Austin.
I love it.
You know, I know you took the picture with the Hooters girl, and that was good for you, right? So, what you need to do now, okay, Austin, you listening? Okay?
Yeah.
Women, believe it or not, they love to be kissed on their neck. I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Austin, you did right to that gal that you kissed in high school on the neck. Because women, they love that. They don't want, they like to be, you know, it's a process to get a woman's engine running, you know. And you sometimes the best place to start is right on the neck. You know what I mean? A little peck on the neck. You don't go right
neck.
For the lips. You don't stick. You don't stick your tongue down your throat.
I grabbed her butt too. So I grabbed her butt.
Whoa! Oh. Hey now, hey. You grabbed her butt, Austin.
It was very, very tight.
Oh goodness!
Austin, you still remember it to this day.
Austin.
And after that,
do
I
not
got stopped in the face.
Yes.
So
and
I
you
got stopped in the face.
Well, you deserve that. Do not grab women in inappropriate places.
Oh, and not
don't
only
do that,
that
anymore.
My one of my teachers in high school, she was cute. I almost said to my teacher, and I almost got ISS.
What'd you say?
What?
I grabbed her, almost grabbed her butt.
Oh no! We don't grab inappropriately. That's sexual assault, dear. Don't
yeah, you don't
do
want
that.
To do that. No,
you just
no,
think
no.
about that when you're in the bathroom. But other than that, you're fine.
That's why they sell your books, Austin. You know, you don't.
I
have
was
to
about to, and then I didn't. So.
I love him. I still love you. Only kiss on the neck, and do not grab. Don't grab. Okay. Good information for next time, but good encouragement from Jeff as well.
Yeah, you know, that's why.
I mean, I'm desperate. I'll grab anything. I mean, if a girl comes by, I'll grab anything.
Okay.
And by the way, you know, if you don't know, you know, Austin, you know, we used to do like miscellaneous topics. He used to do like a year ago. He used to do sports updates for us. He would call in and do sports updates. But
we
now,
love him.
But now, real quick, you know.
Yeah, that.
He does.
That's going to return this year. That's going to return.
Yeah, so now he does. I had him said, listen, Austin, we're doing a theme song here for the show when we talk about sex, you know, content. Can you sing the song? So let's play the song real quick, even though we're not going to talk about, well, we've already talked about sex, but maybe we're just a little late to the party. But he sings this song, so check this out real quick. Here's Austin singing his nice little theme song.
Let's talk about you and me, let's not all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex, let's talk about sex, let's talk about sex, let's talk about sex.
There you go, right there. Hey,
oh my goodness.
Austin, thanks for calling the show, my man.
Thanks for doing all that. Super hysterical. All right, Austin, be a good boy. No more grabbing, okay? Mommy
okay.
Rosie says, no more grabbing. Not nice. But anyway, hey, everybody, thanks for commenting in. We have Brian Amy, who is cracking up. He's like, I'm dying over here. I can't stop laughing. Cheryl said, Rosie, you are rocking this show. Brian Amy said, shared. Thank you for sharing the show. If you guys are sharing it up, it really helps everything. It just boosts everything up, and we appreciate it so much. Derek, he said, this caller is going to jail.
not Austin Woods. Austin's been a long time listener calling in the show, and he hasn't called in for a while. I'm surprised Matt Baxter hasn't called in as well. I mean, we have some really cool people that have called in the broadcast since the beginning of the show. And, you know, I think this is now, we are celebrating 5 years of doing this show.
Yep.
I should have put something together to show some highlights of the show, but this show's done some really cool things over the years, and I'm thankful, and I did a post this past week, but I'm thankful for everybody that's ever supported the show, supported anything I've ever broadcasted, because without you guys, I wouldn't be here, you know? And I really, really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for keeping the show alive for 5 years. That is huge. It's massive. Thank you for the support. Even the new people that are listening in, I thank you for just giving us 3 seconds of your time. Hopefully you can be grabbed in and you can be entertained and laugh a little bit. That's the whole point. We talk about relationships and we want to laugh. Because people take sexual content and relationships way too serious.
Yeah.
And we want to bring light. We want to bring true stories because we want to be transparent in this broadcast, and we don't want to like sugarcoat anything like we have it all together, because we don't. I mean, we're complete mess ups. But the reality of it is that's what we're about. We talk about relationships. We talk about real things. And sometimes it gets a little, you know, it goes out in left field, but that's okay because that's life. Tell me one person that doesn't have a left field story that is relationship based or even weird sexual stuff that happens. It happens, folks. It happens. It's part of life.
It really does. It happens. And if you don't think it happens, then I don't know what rock you're under, but I feel like I should have brought a cake in tonight, but I didn't realize it had been 5 years. I did realize that it had been a year since we had been doing the show together. We've been trying for a couple of years to be consistent, but this last year has been more consistent.
We had a couple roadblocks there in the beginning, but outside.
Oh, is that what you call her?
Did she just really go there? But you know what? That's the thing. But respect in relationships. What do you think about it? Do you not respect relationships? Because some guys might call and go, Jeff, you're crazy. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. But you know what? There's a certain etiquette, you know, because come on. I always think like, you know, men and women being my relatives. And there's certain things. Yes, you can look at somebody and say, oh, she's attractive. But once you find out she's married or she's in a relationship, you don't go there, man. You just don't. Because if you do, you're a dirtbag. I can say that. You can get mad at me. You can say, well, I'm not going to listen to this show anymore. You're a dirtbag. I'm sorry.
I think at some point, everyone's been the dirtbag. Let's just admit that. That's the elephant in the room. At some point, we've all been the dirtbag. Or they convince you to be the dirtbag. Like, oh, well, it's been a year or 2 years. It's still going through the process of just paperwork or whatever it is. So people can convince you to be the dirtbag as well. So I wouldn't be too hard on that, because the truth is, you know who I'm talking to. People are out there watching and they're like, oh yeah, I've kind of crossed that line before. It's happened. So we can't be all like holier than thou or like super righteous or whatever. It's happened. And apparently with me, it's happening in Inception.
Yeah, I mean, this is a sporadic show, and that's getting on my nerves, seeing the infinite loop of Rosie, because it's like delayed and just goes into infer space, the interwebs forever and ever. Derek says he's not going to listen to the show anymore. But you know what? I encourage you to listen to the show, because Derek, I listen to your show, and I called into your show too, and we talked about weird stuff. So, hey, and I'll probably call your show again at some point. But if you've ever called the show, check in tonight. 818-927-6205 is the phone lines. We're talking about respect the relationships. Do you or do you not respect the relationships? More than likely, if you do call in, I want to go ahead and avoid the situation. I'm going to probably call you a dirtbag if you don't respect the relationships. Because if you don't respect the relationships, and that's my personal opinion, if you don't respect the relationship, you are a dog. You're a piece of crap. And you know what? Because I always look, it's like, you know, I've been through that. You know, literally one time I was a musician. I was traveling on the road, and there was this chick I was engaged to, and guess what? I came back off the road, wanted to see this girl, and guess what, folks?
What?
I've been through everything in my life. Guess what?
She was gone.
No. You think, oh, she's seen somebody else? No, she was engaged to somebody else. She was engaged to me and somebody else at the same time. Respect the damn relationships, folks. And then the guy threatened to kill me. He was in some gang or something.
What?
Seriously.
What city are we talking about?
Orlando, Florida, yo.
Oh, yo.
Yo, Mr. White. Mr. White, yo. Yes, literally.
I'm like, what city are we talking about?
So this is why, you know, people say, why do you throw your stuff out there? Because I've been through pretty much anything you can possibly think of in life. And I've made a lot of crucial mistakes. And that's why I do this. It's not because I have to laugh about it because this stuff happens to me. But if no one else talks about it, who's going to talk about it?
Well, yeah, you have to tell the truth. And that's something I really appreciate about you is like, honestly, and sometimes I'm like, where's the filter? but the truth is you tell the truth and that honesty is out there. And look, none of us are perfect about respecting the relationship, but that's what we're talking about tonight. And it's been super fun and funny to just sort of like glaze over these topics in a funny way when we didn't even plan on coming on tonight. Look at this inception happening. We didn't plan on this.
I got to know, it's cool too. And I appreciate because, you know, I've been doing this for a while. Been doing this show for 5 years, been live streaming since 2007. You know, Kimberly says, hey, this is the first time I've heard your show. I love it. You two guys are awesome. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And paying attention to what we have to say. We really appreciate that.
Hi, Kimberly.
Really, really appreciate that. So, guys, you can still call in at 818-927-6205. We got some minutes. We might go over a little bit tonight. We start a little bit late, so we're probably not going to stop right at 10 o'clock, which is fine because I think our radio, I told radio tonight we weren't doing a live feed, so we're good. We can go as long as we want to go. Right. So if people want to call in, participate, 818-927-6205. If you want to point me in the right direction to find some new glasses because my glasses are crooked, every single glasses I own, it's got to be my ear. Maybe I need an ear job or something. Maybe that's what's going on.
An ear job. I never heard of that. Is that like a thing? Would that be crossing a relationship if you got an ear job?
Hey, baby. I was wondering, you know, I'm a freak of dick. Do you do ear jobs? I don't even know where to go with that. This show's just going completely God. Down the pooper.
So hot. So I'm like sweating from laughing.
So fast. Because you're wearing a jacket.
I know. I had to wear your jacket. I was cold in here before.
I hope that doesn't bring a subliminal message that me and Rosie are a thing.
No.
Like I got, you know, back in the day in high school, you wear a jacket. No.
No.
That's not true.
No. He has 6 girlfriends.
I do not have 6 girlfriends.
Okay.
I don't even have one.
Okay.
I have one that I wish was my girlfriend.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. No problem.
Why would you even say that?
Because you're supposed to say that. Like that you have plenty and whatever. And then that attracts more. I'm trying to get you girlfriends. Just be cool. Let a sister do what a sister does.
Cheryl says, you need more than an ear job, Jeff. Whoops.
Oh, that's not nice.
Oh, man. You know, that's why I probably shouldn't be live streaming. I do have the face for radio. I will tell you that. But I do have a nice voice. I've got to brag on my voice. Yeah.
You really have a really good voice.
So if you were a blind woman, I was talking to you right now. I could totally have you right now. I could literally say, listen.
Listen.
I can't see you. But listen, my voice.
No, you can't. That,
oh, that's right. Yeah, it's that doesn't make any sense. It's like, listen, you can't see me.
Wait, no, you can't see me right now. Oh, it's like the little child who doesn't want you to see them, and they cover their eyes, and they, you can't see me. Like, yes, I can.
Listen, let me get back to it. You can't see me, but I look like Tom Cruise right now. Oh yeah. Why do I always use Tom Cruise as an example? Tom Cruise is like, yeah, he's like this weird guy.
Oh,
who's good looking in the for a man? Oh, wait, I look like Donnie Wahlberg right now. Mark Wahlberg, yeah.
No.
Well, who's good looking for a man now? You tell me.
I don't know. I don't even know anymore. Who's good looking anymore?
Listen, we got one more.
Oh, wait.
Wait, hang on. Let me look at this chat here. I want to acknowledge this first time. She goes, Christina.
Pablo.
Says, love the show. You are real Jeff Adams, and you do tell the truth, and some people can't handle the truth. 2 thumbs up. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Pablo is in the room. Pablo, hi, Pablo. Good to see you in the room. He is a fellow entertainer.
See?
And Pablo, he says, you got me, Jeff, and I can see you.
All right. Austin Wood says, Tom Selleck. I mean, I guess Selleck has got sexier when he's got older. He's on Blue Bloods. I watched a couple of those things with Donnie Wahlberg because I have a man crush on Donnie Wahlberg. I'm not going to lie. I think Donnie Wahlberg's an attractive looking guy. Hey. But yeah, not Tom Cruise, but Tom Selleck's actually on that show and he's aged pretty well.
He has aged well. He's one of those people that must have done like, I don't know, stem cell or something. Hi to Barbara. Hi, Barbara, for checking in. Thank you for checking in. Pablo Jr., Austin Wood, and everybody's awesome. Thank you for joining in on the comments. Oh, check that out. I have my light on.
I was wondering what you had the light on for.
This little light of mine.
So listen, phone lines are still open, and they're not cranking the way I like them to crank. But listen, next week, folks, this is the last time we're doing the Jeff Adams Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are actually moving the show to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursdays. Originally, when we first did it, we're going back to daytime, folks. We're going back to daytime television.
This is an important important information because, you know what, if you're bored in the afternoon, you've worked all morning, it's 2 o'clock, it's time for a break, you can hang out with us and crack up. I mean, that's basically it, right?
Yeah, my friend April on Facebook, she's a big BeLiver, BeLive.tv. She actually did a post and she said, you know, what's the difference between going on at night and going on in the day? And I said, daytime was always worked for me. I don't know why. I think people's schedules, you know, everybody's schedules. We had to do the show at 9.
Right.
But I realized it's like people are at work. They're goofing around. And I always, our motto for the show was like 3 years ago. It's like, this is a show for you to goof around. You can listen to in your earbuds. You can do your work. And we'll try to entertain you through your work day. And that's what we're getting back to. We're going to go back at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the TJS Media page. You can follow us there on Facebook. You're watching on Periscope, just follow us there. YouTube, same thing. TJS Media, just follow us there, and you'll get the updates. But just remember, next week, we're not going to be here at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Well, you have to get the notification, so be sure to go into Facebook Live and into the TJAS page and hit get notifications, as well as, you know, I mean, you get mine at Rosie's Take or Rosie Maria Caffarelli, whatever. Anyway, just get notifications for whenever we go live, and you'll get something, a pop-up on your phone. So,
and yeah. Listen, folks, this is passion. Me and Rosie were talking about this tonight. This is the first time I've done the Jeff Adams Show without a revenue stream attached to it. This is how much I love to do the show. Last year, I got paid to do the show. From 2013 and up, I got paid to do this show. This is the first time I've done the show without having money attached to it. Now, something that you can do, if we make you laugh, we make you smile, we get you through your day or your night, like right now, share the broadcast. Share what we're doing, what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the show back repped up. We're trying to get more radio deals. We're trying to recreate the brand that was once established. And that's all you can do. That's all we're asking from you. So if you like what you do, reach out to us, private message us, and say, hey, you know, I enjoy the broadcast. Share the broadcast. Like a couple weeks ago, I talked about on the show, I had a garbage man in West Virginia says, my friend told me about your show. He used to listen to you for years, and I love your show, and keep doing what you're doing. That goes a long way for me. I get messages like that all through the week. I get messages from people say, hey, what you just talked about really helped me through a hard time, or he made me laugh. That's what it's about, Rosie.
I love that. I really do, because you know what? That you think, oh, I'm nothing. I'm in the sea of 2,000 people. It's not that, it's a 1% that actually write in and message in and make a comment. So be a part of the 1%, make the comment and give the share and send a personal message, whatever you want to do. And we always love to connect with everybody. So be sure to call in. If you have a funny comment with something we're talking about, please do that, because we love to share, you know, our laughter with you.
And then if you're shy too, you know, you don't want to call in, private message. I can read, I've read people's emails over the broadcast before that they wanted to share what they thought. It might be a week late, but if it's something meaningful, I'll bring it up. I'm like, wow, that was really powerful. I'll read it. You know, I'll try to read it, being dyslexic and all, but I'll do my best without, you know, trying to bore you reading the letter. But, you know, let's take the highlights here. Respect the relationship.
Yep.
Don't cross those boundaries. You're in a relationship. You live with somebody. You're in a relationship. You don't cross those lines ever.
And if you're Austin Wood, do not grab anything. He did the kiss on the neck. That was sort of fine. But the grabbing, no, sir. Be a good boy.
That's right. And Cheryl goes, felt great to laugh. Yeah, you know, it feels great to laugh. And that's the whole thing, too. Get back to the positive vibes. Life is too short to have anxiety, depression, and dealing with all this heaviness. You know, you're dealing with grief, your loss. You maybe went through a divorce. Maybe you went through a death of a loved one, and you're just not yourself. And you know you're in this dark phase, and that's okay to be in a dark place. But you know what? Life is too short not to laugh and have a good time. And that's the whole reason why we've done this show from the beginning. It's like, man, if we can take you away from an hour from reality and talk right about things that are going through your life, and just take you to a different place where you can giggle, laugh a little bit, be transparent, tell some crazy stories that, you know, most likely I want to hit the rooftop of what I'm comfortable of talking about on air. And at some point I'm going to open up Pandora's box and you go, oh my God, you know, these stories are insane.
You're like, how did you get in Pandora's box?
Exactly. You know, hey, Craig, like, Craig Luke's in the house. And he says, and stop masturbating to Martha Quinn. It wasn't Martha Quinn.
No, you guys, stop it.
I would share who it is. All right, well, okay.
No.
Yeah, you know what? All right. She was cast. All right, she was a singer. Okay, she had, I think, 3 hits in the 80s. And let me just tell you like this. Okay, figure it out. She was cast to be the original Princess Leia. Carrie Fisher came in last minute and took her place. But if you want to research that, you can figure out who it is. But I'm not going to say her name on air because we still talk from time to time. So there you go.
No way, with that little sexy voice.
I'm like, if you could come to Hard Rock Cafe now to your hotel and just maybe.
That's what we should do after the show. We should meet everybody at Hard Rock Cafe and like place bets and see what happens and then report what happens the next time on the show. I love this idea.
You can't relive things that happened in the past. You can't go back to the past. I wish you could go back to the past, but you just can't.
It's called reporting.
Why am I whispering right now?
I have no idea.
I feel like I'm doing something dirty right now. I'm doing something dirty right now.
Listen. Okay. Well, anyway, it's been fabulous being with all of you tonight and super fun. And thank you for calling in and making us laugh and helping us to make you laugh.
Hey, this is as much as therapy for us as it, you know, for anybody else. This is therapy for me. It's a blessing to come on here every single week and share your stories and talk about relationships, things in life, depression, crazy stuff that infects you. But, you know, I got to cue things up because we're just driving like a bat out of hell right now. But thank you so much for hanging out. Really appreciate you. We had a good time. I had a good time tonight.
I had a great time. Thank you, everyone, for joining us and for calling in and laughing with us. It's been a blast. And we'll be back here next week at Thursday at 2 p.m. instead of the evening hours. So
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time.
If you're watching on Facebook, you can go to TGIS Media. That's where we stream from. And all the, you know, if you're watching from another page, just go to TGIS Media and like the page. Stay in contact with us there. You're watching on Periscope, like over there. You're watching on YouTube. You're watching on the JeffAdamsShow.tv, which I know people still do because I see the numbers. Appreciate you guys. If you're listening to the TuneIn app, we appreciate you. If you're listening on the radio, we appreciate you. Say hello and tell us that you're watching. And you guys are the bomb.com folks. And do your research tonight. You can find out who that gal was I was talking about that was super famous that showed up in a bra and panties when I was married. So anyways, respect your relationships. Don't do it, guys. If they got a ring on, if they got a boyfriend, don't go there. Just saying. Don't do it. Till next week. See you soon.